Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Hope
Victoria.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Victoria.
Good morning. Just waiting for some more folks to hop on here. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. So good morning to everyone that hopped on. You know what? Let me just go back and do this one again. Can see. Well, just give me one moment, guys. I don't know what just happened here. But something's wrong. I may have to and come back in again. Just give me a minute. Well, here we go. So, good morning, everybody. I don't know, could y'all see or hear me? Because this restream is cutting up. Give me one moment. I don't know what's going on here. I may have to log out and come back in again. Let me see. Just see. Can you? Okay, so just one moment because Okay, one moment, guys. You know, the devil is such a liar. Seriously. Let me go back out, and I'm going to come back in again. So just bear with me. So let me know, can y'all see or hear me? So let me see. Can y'all see and hear me? Can y'all see and hear me? Because I'm not too sure. Just one moment, guys. Good morning. I'm live on here, but it is just not. Let me see. Okay. All right, so you know what? We're just going to move on from here because I don't know what's going on with Restream on today, but it is live. It is live on today, so everything else just went blank. Okay. So just give me one minute. What does this say, Mike? Mm-hmm. So we're just going to keep going on because I am, like, really irked right now and trying not to be irked. But we're just going to keep going on because here we go. Is it all the way down?
Okay.
Because how do I get rid of this here? Okay, see. All right, I think we're back. Yay. Let me see. Okay, I'll leave this one. Share that one. It's not because it only lets me see who's down here, and it's not today. So it's okay. I'm just going to keep rolling. Okay. All right. So I hope you guys can see and hear me on today. Because this is just not acting too good, but I'm just going to keep on going, man, just keep on going. So I hope that you all can see me. I'm not too sure, but we're just going to keep on rolling anyway. Amen and amen. So on this morning, we're going to be talking about Zechariah, and we're going to be coming from the book of Zechariah chapter, we're going to be going to Zechariah chapter 4. That's where we're going to begin at, because I am like so irked and I'm trying to die tonight. Amen. So we're going to go to Zechariah chapter 4, and we're going to be talking about, and I see you all who dialed in. I see you all. Have logged in. So we're going to be talking about Zechariah chapter 4, but let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank and we bless you. We lift you up and give you the highest praise, oh God. I thank you for today, and I thank you for every day. I thank you for moving and shaking, God, and just being so powerful. In Jesus' name we can pray. Amen and amen. So how about last week, guys? Oh my gosh, on last week when my mom was on, Deaconess Liddy Martin and Dr. Moore was on, Mary Moore, my spiritual mother, and Deaconess Pearl Brown was on last week. When I tell you guys, it was so bomb. Did they light up the house or what? Or will you trust? We talked about the woman with the issue of blood. I mean, they came through on last week. Let me tell you, I was so overwhelmed. I got so many messages and so many DMs and so many messages on how much you all really enjoyed those seasoned ladies. And it's nothing like wisdom when you just get wisdom. But, you know, I got to get those ladies back on because you all enjoyed them so much. And it's something when the women are actually, the seasoned women are actually able to encourage you. And it's nothing like hearing that seasoned wisdom. Amen. It's just nothing like hearing. And some people, mothers or aunts may have passed on, but take hold of some of those seniors. Go to the nursing home and sit with them and eat with them and just soak up all their wisdom and be there because they want to hear from you as well. But what I can say about these women, they are well of age, but let me tell you, you would never know it. They still intact. They gorgeous. They beautiful. They fabulous in their words. They just all that. Do you hear me? And so much. And they love the Lord. Love the Lord. I was glad I was able to catch up with my spiritual mother because, you know, she'd be in Switzerland in a minute flying somewhere. So I'm just blessing God for everybody on here on today. So we're going to get started. And today my topic is rejoicing for what God has given to you. Rejoicing for what God has given to you. This thing just blessed my soul on today. The word of God just blessed my soul all the time. Amen. So I'm not able to see your comments, but I can always go back later and just respond to your comments on today. But we're going to move forward and bless the name of the Lord because he is mighty.
Amen. My sister Nikki caught me, maybe by accident, but just send me a text, Nikki, if it was something you wanted to say to me.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read the scripture on today. I'm coming from Zechariah chapter 4. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 9, and the word of the Lord reads, the hand, this is my favorite. I know my sister going to crack up on this because Zerubbabel is my boy. Do you hear me? So Zechariah chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. So verse 9 says, the hand of Zerubbabel have laid the foundations of the house. The hands shall also finish it. What? Thy hand shall also finish it. I think I'm blurry, Michael. I'm good now. His hands shall finish it. That's right, God's hands. His hands shall finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord unto you. Woo! May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. I'm going to go back and I'm going to read verse 10. But let's just stop and pause right there. In Zechariah chapter 4, the angel came to Zechariah. And you can just read the whole entire chapter entirely, Zechariah chapter 4. He said, and he woke him up like as he was asleep. And he began to explain different things to him and asked Zechariah was a prophet, what do you see? But when he got down to verse 9, he said that, you will see, I'm going to read that again, because I'm just so blessed right there. And it just, but let me tell you, you can read the word over and over and over again, but you always get something new from it. So it says, the hands of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was a leader, and he was a great man, and he rebuilt the temple that was once burned down at Jerusalem. But this is Zechariah the prophet, because the angel visited him and was telling him about Zerubbabel. Let me tell you, God knows everything. He knows what you're going to do even before you do it. Amen. Amen. So nothing catches God by surprise. He said, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundations of this house. His hand shall also finish it, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. And sometimes God got to keep referring things, keep giving confirmation. Now, he had to keep giving confirmation to Zechariah. And even though Zechariah was used by God, a great prophet, but even those who are great, sometimes faith waver a little bit. And I'm not saying this is the case for Zechariah, but I'm just speaking on behalf of all of us as humans. Amen. When God gives us something, we're like, oh my God, God, is this you? Giving him instruction. He said, I have, and he knew, God knew that Zerubbabel, the job that he had given to him, for whatever happened, he became so discouraged over the years, where one theologian said it took him 10 years, one said it took him 15 years to get back to the work. He started it, then in the book of Ezra, when you read it, says he's weakened the people, frustrated his hands, weakened his hands, frustrated his purpose, weakened. People will come and say all kind of negative things to you when God has called you to do something. And it could actually cause you to go backwards and say, hey, you know what, get discouraged. I'm not doing the work anymore. I got to step off from it. You could get a phone call and get you all off focus, get you all off kilter. You know what I'm saying? Just by a phone call, or how about just a look, or somebody that negative energy coming to your presence and it just throws you off. Well, when the enemy starts coming up against Zerubbabel, and that's another thing. When we know when we're on the right track, and I know God tells us when we're on the right track, and when you see that enemy coming in, stirring up stuff, and you like frustrating you know you're on the right path, because he don't want you to get what God has for you. He don't want you to be used by God. He don't want you to be blessed on this earth like God said he will bless. So he come up against you to frustrate you. So he was telling Zechariah, the angel was telling Zechariah, yes, Zerubbabel will lay the foundation and he will also finish it. Woo! You got to read that, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 9, and he will also finish it. See, let me tell you something. That enemy didn't want me to get this word out on today, because this is not for you all, but it's for me too. Every week I get on here, this word is for all of us. Amen.
I may be the deliverer, you know, but guess what? That word is for me as well. But he told him, he said, he will finish it. See, he may have not finished the work just then, but he was telling Zechariah, oh, he will finish it. He laid it and he will finish it. And then he told him, the angel told him, and you will know that I spoke unto you, that God spoke unto you. So even though Zechariah was a great prophet and he spoke the words of God, but then he had the angel had to confirm to him, then you would know that he has sent me to you. Oh, Jesus, when he finishes it. So just speak it and believe it, and it shall come to pass. See, sometimes we got to do it for us to even receive confirmation. God, I know that was for you, because I know I couldn't have made it without you. Like he told him earlier in Zechariah, it's not by might nor by power, but by God's spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. He just kept on just fortifying and just giving him more empowerment and strength to get the job done. Oh, glory be to God. He said, then you will know it was me that sent you. When you speak my word, when you do what I tell you to do, then you will know. Because sometimes when God gives us a task, sometimes we retreat and go back and say, whew, okay. Did God really tell me to leave? Did he really tell me to go? Did he tell me to make sure I end this thing? Did he tell me to start this thing back over again? Whatever God has given to you, sometimes we question that, even though we know we heard the voice of the Lord, even though we know we felt a presence was on the inside of God shifting us and moving us out, and we still be on our head. God, tell me to do this. Was this from you, God? It, you know what I'm saying? And guess what? God will let you know whether it's him or not. That's what he told the angel. Mm-hmm. I'll let you know. When you do this, then you will know. Mm-hmm. When you speak a word to Zerubbabel and tell him what I tell you to tell him, then you will know. Oh, my God. Whew. How about I'm just stuck right there? He said, because then you will know. And how oftentimes we can't even rejoice in what God has for us because we're so stuck on what was back then or what was then. But what about what's now? What about what God has given to us now? What about moving out on those things now? So we get so stuck in the middle of everything. And we get stuck when we can't hear God speak, and we don't know what to do. We searching, we praying, we asking God in the midst of waiting for the Lord. What I'm saying to you is that don't get so discouraged that you start reading, allowing people to do that tarot card and reading your palm and all that stuff for a quick answer. No, don't do that, because that's witchcraft. Mm-hmm, it is. So what you do is you keep moving. You keep working for the Lord. You keep moving out on him. You keep doing what God has called you to do. Be steadfast, unmovable, and keep doing what he called you to do. He's going to iron everything out, just like he's going to give me an upgrade with this whole system that I'm working on to preach this gospel every Tuesday to you guys. Mm-hmm. He's going to fix that too. But in the meantime, keep working. In the meantime, keep working. Keep walking. Keep doing what you got to do. Because he sees everything. It's like he told Zechariah, Zerubbabel laid the foundation, but he's also going to finish it. He's also going to finish the work. So I know that he got discouraged. I know some of you have put it down. I know some of you have said, look, I'm so discouraged, I can't even do this thing anymore. Because every time I take 10 steps forward, it seems like I get knocked back 15 more steps. But don't you know each time your steps get greater and greater when you keep walking, even though you may feel like you're being knocked down, but it feels like instead of being knocked down 5, now I'm back up 10 more steps forward. More steps greater than I did when I was knocked down, because I'm not in the bed for a week anymore. I'm not a bad depressed for a month anymore. Now if I get depressed or down, I'm only in there for 2 weeks. So 2 weeks is not 6 months anymore. Now I'm down for a week with a pillow and a covers over my head. Now I'm only down for a day. You ever been there when God started delivering and healing you because you want the deliverance and healing, because God gives us our own free will and he gets you up from that place, or he'll give you a phone call for somebody to encourage you and bam, it just wake you up, or you feel the presence of God step into your room and say, baby, it's time to get up from here. And then now, instead of being 6 months laying in the bed right after work, because sometimes we be functioning in our depression, we be functioning in our drug addiction, we functioning. But when God take all of that away, when God removes all of that away from you, you're no longer functioning. You're walking in his glory. You're walking the way he wants you to walk in destiny. So your days are no longer 6 months with the pillows over you, the covers over you. Now it's only a day. Hallelujah. Have you ever got there in your life when God has delivered you from depression, delivered you from people, where you don't allow nobody to knock you down? You don't even let yourself knock you down anymore, and you won't even be for the day. And the next morning you say, I got this. God, I'm up out of here. I'm no longer functioning in my depression. No, I'm delivered from that thing, because that thing can keep me and hold me in the bed. My mom once told me that when the bed, it weakens you. The bed weakens you when you're in there for so long. But when you find your strength to get up, when you find your strength to move on, see, God knows everything. That's why he told the angel, he laid the foundation, but he's also going to finish it. Because he knew that he was getting ready to send two prophets, which was Zechariah and Haggai, to speak life into him to get back to the work. But what I'm enlightened on today is that when he was speaking to the prophet, even before the prophet, oh, Jesus, hallelujah, oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory, before he even spoke the words to Zerubbabel. You ever been in that place when God called you to do something? You say, God, is this you? Is this you, Father? You really want me to say that? You really want me to do this? You, I'm getting ready to look crazy. And God says, go. He says, do it. And then you would know, I sent you to be that thing. Woo! Jesus, because why he makes every crooked path straight to you. Have you ever been in that place where God sends you and you question it? You question, why am I here? You question, did you send me to do that? Because it don't seem like it's even out. It's not evening out. It don't seem like it's at peace right now. But you keep walking and do it. And then you start to feel God's peace. You start to feel his reassurance that, yes, I sent you. Yes, speak a word to him or her. Yes, you do what I called you to do. Yeah, you're going to look crazy, but it don't even matter because I sent you. Then I will confirm that thing that I sent you. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, Jesus. I can't even get on Zerubbabel right now. I'm so stuck on an angel speaking to the prophet what he wants him to do. Because when God shifts us and moves us out into great things, we question it sometimes because we're not sure. And sometimes you look at preachers, you look at teachers, you look at seasoned folk, you look at folk who's real strong in their faith, and you don't even have to have a title behind your name, but you look at people who's real strong in their faith, and then you don't even know what they go through in the midst of just being sure that that's what God called them to do. But when you think how God look at us, he'll say, oh, that's a woman of faith. That's a man of faith. But we on the inside be trembling. Like, God, did you call me to do that? Did you call me to move from this place? Did you call me to say, I'm not done with this? I'm done with this. And did you call me to say, I'm not done with that? Like, you be like, God. Jesus, hallelujah. I wish I could read your comments, because I know you all have been there, and maybe some are there right now. Did you tell me to close that chapter? Did you tell me to continue to stay in the chapter? Did you tell me, Lord, to do that, to say that, to be there? Did you tell me that, God? But the important thing is that do it when you say do it. Move when he say move. Shut the door when he say shut the door. Open the door when he say open it. He'll let you know. He ain't let you know. Open it now. Mm-hmm. Shut it now. Okay. Just wait for a minute right now. Just wait. wait right now. You got to wait for me right now. But in the midst of waiting, you can keep moving, but you're still going to wait. You keep moving, doing what you need to do, but you're still going to wait for it. But I got you. Because just like he knew that Zerubbabel got so discouraged, he put down the work that he called him to do. And God didn't even get angry with Zerubbabel. Why? Because he knew that he was going to get the job done. Sometimes I'll be so hard on myself because I have timelines and I'll be missing my timelines. And then I go to, oh, my God, is God angry with me? Oh, my God, I was supposed to do this. I was supposed to do that at that time, at this time. You'll feel God when he starts putting fire underneath you to do it. It doesn't always mean that he's so angry with you. But we're so hard on our own, so we're like our own worst enemy. My mom would tell you, she always had to tell me, you know, hey, you're so hard on yourself all the time. That's because I lived to want to be so perfect to God. But nobody's perfect, and he knows that. All our sin becomes short of the glory of God. And but we still strive to be, you know, holy. We still strive to be, you know, complete and to be perfect before the Lord because we love him that much. And he loves us so much. And sometimes I be so hard on myself. But I got to stop beating myself up because in the midst of beating yourself up, you didn't let 3 more days then go by that you didn't do what God called you to do. So you got to go out of that place. I know God, he's so perfect and so mighty, and I love him because he don't place us in places where people put us. He don't put us where people put us. He knows how he want to judge us. He knows what he want to do for us, and he loves us so much. But, yes, he puts the fire underneath us. I know when he put the fire underneath me, get it done. And I also realize, too, when I'm so hard on myself, and God is not even thinking that way because God knows everything. He knows the season. He knows the time when it's perfect for that thing to be released. He knows when it's time. He knows when it's time. And you also know when you can feel him, too, that burning underneath you to get things done. So get it done. Don't be so discouraged, and don't be so afraid to step out. You know I'm a risk taker. I know I'm crazy. I just jump out there and do all kind of crazy things, and folk who know me know that I do. I jump out there because I'm a risk taker, because I know that when I jump, he got me. I know that when I do things, I know he has me. I know my steps is ordered by the Lord. Your steps is ordered by the Lord. So he got you. Even when you turn to the right and you were supposed to turn to the left, guess what? He got you. So he'll bring you right back on to course. Because sometimes we can't see the forest for the trees, the old saying. Sometimes we be so caught up in our emotions, we can't hear God. But just keep walking out and doing. And then God, I start telling you, okay, now to the right, baby. Okay, now to the left. And then there comes a time in our walk where we sit there and say, oh, my God, God, I'm asking you. You didn't answer me. I'm waiting. And then sometimes it comes in a time of your life when he wants you to step out, and then he'll tell you, now right, now left, now straight, back up a little bit, okay, steady pace, now jog a little. So he'll let you know how to go and what to do when you step out. Now, there has been times where God sits and say, hey, X, Y, and Z, and then there's other times when he's not answering, but you feel he wants you to walk out there, and then he begins to tell you, this is right, that is wrong, this is right, that is wrong, to the left and to the right. But he is that kind of God. And even if we're in that place and in that season in our lives where that's the way that how he's guiding us, you got to go with it. I feel you. You got to go with it. You got to step out and you got to go. And if nobody else ain't going with you, God is going with you. If he sent you, then go. Let me read chapter 10 before. Oh, my God, good, y'all. Oh, my God, this is so good. This thing is ministering unto me. Oh, my God. Verse 10 says, whew, Jesus, hallelujah. Man, let me get to verse 10, you guys. Verse 10. This is one of my favorites, too. For
For who has despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. With those seven, that they are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and through the whole earth. Do not despise small things. That is my scripture. He told them. Verse 10 says again, for who have despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. With those seven, they are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and through the whole earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. I love it. I love it. I love it. The plummet is a symbol of the standard by which God, in which God's people would need it to live. It represents a standard by which the faithful need to live and a measure from which divine judgment is God. See, we need the plumb line because it's a symbol of standard. It's a standard of judgment. It's a standard of faith, something that we need, and it gives instruction and guidance. They use the plumb line, it's called a plummet, or they could call a plummet. It's also used for building. It's also built. It's a tool used for building. Hallelujah. But it's a symbol, it's symbolized as standard that we need and faith that we need to live. Having a plumb line in your hand of faith and guidance of instruction. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, my God. But I love when he said, do not despise the day of small things. Who have despised the day of small things? And that portion, Zechariah was talking to Zerubbabel, and also before, this is what God has given to him, do not despise the day of small things. And those are the words that he will be preaching to Zerubbabel. Because when they was rebuilding the temple in Ezra, when they was rebuilding the temple, when Zechariah and spoke life into him and Haggai and stirred up that gift that's on the inside, and that fire on the inside of him to go back to keep rebuilding the temple. But see, and isn't that something, how the temple was still laying all those years? But guess what? Nobody else was called to do that job but Zerubbabel. So you know how many men just using my imagination probably tried to do it but didn't? That job wasn't for them. It was for Zerubbabel to do. See, God knows what he called him to do, the governor of Judah. He called you to rebuild that temple. So when you get finished, you know, taking tantrum fits and getting angry and getting mad and being discouraged, it's still waiting for you, like my mother used to say, the dish used to call me Queen V. Queen B, the dishes are still waiting for you. That job is still waiting for you because that's your job to do. It's not just Penny and Nikki's day to do the dishes. It's yours. So your job is waiting for you. Oh, Jesus, same as God. God is like, that job is waiting for you, Zerubbabel. Yes, it's other men and women who could build it, but no, that job is for you to build. That's for you. So when you get done being discouraged, I'm going to see when the time is right. I'm going to send two prophets to speak life into you so you can get back to the work. But see, the scripture came into play when they were talking about do not despise the day of small things, because the seniors that was left, the older people who was left, who seen the temple that was once up, Solomon's temple in Jerusalem, all these here beautiful things inside of it. So the new temple that God has called him to build had jewels and all that glamorous stuff, elaborate, exquisite, beautiful temple. But this time when the temple was rebuilt from being burned down, it didn't look like the temple looked way back then. But see, the younger people who came in years later didn't know the former temple. So the ones who knew the former temple started to cry out loud. And people who was listening couldn't discern whether they was crying or rejoicing. because they both was on at the same time. The new ones was rejoicing. The older ones was crying because this is not what the temple looked way back then. But do not despise small beginnings. Do not despise those things that you feel that God has given to you that doesn't look like it did before. Your car don't look like it did before. The house that you bought don't look like before. And nothing looks like the clothes I used to buy don't look like before. That was for then and this is for now. But do not despise small beginnings because you never know those beginnings that you feel is small are big things to God. So rejoice in those things which God has given to you. Rejoice in those things that God, and don't look at it like it's small because it means something. And see, this is the temple that God had him to rebuild for this time. That was for back then. But who say the temple now is not beautiful? Who says that what you have now is not elaborate? Who says that it's not? Stop comparing what you had back then because this is for now. So rejoice in what God has given you for now. They couldn't even, some of them couldn't even rejoice over the temple because they were so used to looking back at what was then. That was for back then, but this is for now. But this, and look at the importance of it. The importance of it was the worshiping the Lord. Worship him. That's what God called you to do is worship him. We caught up into so many other different things instead of worshiping God. They couldn't even worship because they so busy crying. But the new ones who didn't know anything about the old temple, that was beautiful to them, and they began to rejoice. So rejoice in what God has given to you. And stop reflecting and looking back at what was then, was taking your focus off of looking what God has given you now. Because it will become ungrateful for you when God bless you and you don't appreciate what he has for you. Okay, you may not be in a five-story house now. Maybe he's giving you a three-story. Does it mean that it's not beautiful? Yes, it's beautiful. That's where he got you at, and that's where he wants you to be. So it's beautiful. Does it mean that you're missing anything? Maybe your money ain't right, so you got to get some smaller. It don't mean that. It means that this is where he has you for now. If he wants you in a three-story, then take the three-story. Hallelujah, and be grateful for it and rejoice because God knows. You don't even use half of those rooms in your way. Or you put your junk in there. Amen. So, my broadcast is over. Only got a couple of minutes. Those who dialed in, I so enjoyed you all on today. Oh, my gosh. Rejoice in what God has given to you. He's so powerful. I love you all. Thank you all for last week. For you all so in love through my Cash App. Dr. Moore, my spiritual mom, asked you all to give. Thank you so much to Evangelist Renee Pickett-Williams and to my spiritual mother just for Cash App for me and showing me your love. I still appreciate you all. No, I don't ask for anything every week. I just love you all, and I thank you all so much. I'm just so blessed on today and just so honored to be before you guys, and I love you. Thank you for this whole text thing this morning. That's another thing I'm going to be praying for. God, open up a door. I need me some new equipment going on here. I need some, but it's okay because God is going to do it. So guess what? You use what you have. And the key is to keep on going and not to give up and get discouraged. Now, I almost got discouraged this morning because I'm about through with it. You know, like with this whole tech stuff, it's not acting right, the Wi-Fi, the this, the that, but it's okay. God still gave me a mouth to speak. Hallelujah. So you go ahead anyway. Keep going. So I had to recollect my thoughts and say, Lord, help me so I can keep moving and keep going so I can share the word. Oh, but it's difficult, but it's not impossible. It may be difficult, but it's not impossible. So you keep preaching and doing what God called you to do, even in the midst of the storm. Put your umbrella up so you won't get wet. You just got to keep going with the flow. Even when distractions come, you got to keep going. You got to keep moving. You got to keep moving, and you got to keep going because that is the key. The roof may have fell off, but guess what? He got right back into the game, and he started rebuilding that temple. And guess what? It stayed there until he got good and ready to get up. When God said, now I'm going to stir it up in you, I'm going to stir it up in you for you to get back to that. So let us pray. I came from Zechariah chapter 4 today, verses 9 and 10. Oh, man, I'm so blessed on today. So let us pray.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. Lift up and give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you, God, for today. I thank you for every day. I feel you, God. I feel your presence. I feel your strength. I thank you for just loving me, Father, and loving all of us, dear Lord. I thank you for just moving and shaking things in our lives, Father God. I thank you with coffee with me every Tuesday to come and share a word and just rejoice with those who are dialing, who listen to the replay, for those who come in on YouTube, who dial in on Blog Talk Radio, who's on Facebook Live. I so appreciate them, Father God. I ask that, God, if you will move in their life, Father, touch Mr. Williams on today, God. Hallelujah, Sandy and Dorothea and Gregory's Father God. God, I ask that, God, you will go before him and surgery on today. Heal him, Lord. Do it right now for your glory, Lord God. God, I know you to be a healer. And God, I thank you, God, for making a way out of no way, God. I thank you. Touch my cousin Brenda, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to heal her body. I thank you for Brenda Burton on today, Father, for you showing up, God, showing God who you are. We thank you for being mighty, for being strong, and for being a healer. I thank you for showing up, for being her healer, Lord God. Touch the Wilsons. Touch everyone that's on this call on today, everyone that's on this broadcast. God, I thank you for being loud. Touch my mother. Touch my Aunt Star. Touch my whole Father God. Touch everybody's family that's on here on today. Touch Deacon Bird, Father, in the name of Jesus and his whole family, God. Oh, God, I glorify you on today. I thank you, Lord God, for moving and shaking and shifting for those who may be in the wait, for those who may be in the shift. Hold on to God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand because his hand will never change. Man's hand changes, but God's hands don't change. Hold on to God. Hold on to God. Hold on to him. In the name of Jesus, he got you, and he is with you. He is with you. He has you, and hold on to him. God, I bless you, and I thank you. I thank you, Father God, for touching Pastor Paul and his church, Father God, in Buffalo and the whole community, the whole Buffalo. God, go before this whole country on today, God. Go before the gun violence in Philadelphia, the gun violence all over this world, God. Go before it, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Put a stop to it. Put those who are in position to take a stand, Father God. In the name of, I know that you're able, God. I know that you're able, Father. Oh, God, I do thank you. I thank you. I thank you for your love and your support. I thank you for your love and your support. And allow us to rejoice in you for what you have given us, given to us, and not looking back on what was, but looking at what's now, Father God, and rejoice in those things, God. Touch our family, touch our children, God, in the name of Jesus. Those who are seeking for jobs on today, Father, and don't know which way they're going, don't know what to do. Their parents is frustrated, but not frustrated where they're frustrated with them, but just frustrated in terms of direction for their kids, God. Go before our children on today and give direction, Father God. Open the doors for jobs, Father, so they won't be wayward, Father, going down the wrong road, Father God. Just touch them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch every parent that have that's loving their kids so much and just want them to do their best, and their kids who are trying, Father God, open up doors for them, God. Give them clarity. Show up powerful in their lives. God, please, dear God, in the name of Jesus, God, please go before our children on today and give direction and strength and clarity and show up, God. Because, Lord, you are powerful. It's not the universe. It's you, God. You created the universe, God. We thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Know that he cares for you. And I pray for our children. Pray for our children on today that their minds is so wired and crazy. But God is a healer, and he can restore your mind from that mental place that they are that's not good. Hallelujah. God can strengthen them if we trust God and believe. Amen. Amen. And you know what? Dr. Tyra Gardner, She's a psychotherapist and also a business therapist, and she has a book out, Let's Laugh, and she's talking about anger and how to turn that anger around. You can go on Instagram. I should have her information up, but it's Anger, A-N-G-E-R, Tyra. You can go and you can find it. It's on Tyra Gardner on IG and on Facebook, and go and order her book. Even if you have to mail it to somebody who needs it, or read it yourself. It's so good. You all got to read it. She's so powerful and turned that anger into a healthy way of thinking, a healthy way of being. Amen. And put some laughter in you. Amen. So God bless you all. I see you all again on next Tuesday. I ain't even drink my coffee one time. You know I love my coffee now. Go to my website and check out some great things. HopeVictorious.com. HopeVictorious.com. Amen. Love you all and see you all next time.